Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to learn the halachas of an Avel not performing work. This is Simen Reish Ches, this is the 208th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. These are halachas which a lot of people are not aware of, and it's important to be aware of them and their applicability in certain circumstances. So just a quick overview. During the Shiva, what are the general malachas, the general things that a Avel, a Buana may not do? So they may not work, they may not bathe, they may not anoint themselves, they may not wear shoes, they may not engage in marital relations, they may not study Torah, they may not offer greetings like Shalom Aleichem. They may not wear pressed garments, like iron garments. They may not cut their hair. They may not be present at any festivity. And for the first day, a man may not put on tefillin even after the funeral. Let's go into the ideas of work. That's what we're going to focus on right now, today. What are the rules about a mourner performing work? So during the first 3 days after the death, the mourner may not perform any work whatsoever, even if they are so poor that they're reliant on charity. From the fourth day onwards, a poor mourner who has nothing to eat may work privately at the home in order to have enough money to put food on the table. A woman may also work privately at home in order to support herself. But the Kitzur quotes the Chazal, who points out that a curse should be upon the neighbors who make it necessary for an Avel to work in those 4 days, because they should be looking after the neighbor. They should be sensitive enough to the needs of their neighbor. May a mourner have others perform work for him? The answer is no. A mourner may not have others work for them, even if that person is a non-Jew. If the work is urgent and delay would cause a loss, that question should be asked to the rabbi in the specific circumstances. Is a mourner permitted to transact business? The answer is generally not. There are exceptions. Here are a few exceptions. If he owns merchandise that would cause and it would cause him financial loss if not sold right away, a question should be asked. If caravans or ships arrive and there's low-priced merchandise which will not be available later, or if he was already in the marketplace when he heard the news of the death, he may continue and transact the business through the others. I mean, he ask others to be an agency to buy the goods he needs. May he lend money with interest? He may also lend money with interest to non-Jews through an agent if that was his regular practice. He may also sell to regular customers so they will not go elsewhere, and he may send someone else to collect debts if he feels they will be uncollectible. Is a mourner allowed to write? So the answer is, he's allowed to write in the same way that he'd be allowed to write in Chol HaMoed, which under specific circumstances like a Davar HaAved, when things may be lost otherwise. We move to our next concept, and that is fields, animals, and contract work. What happens if a mourner owns a field worked by tenants? So if the arrangement is like a sharecropper or a leasee or a renter agreement, they may continue to work as usual since they're doing it for their own benefit. They're not doing it as a work for the owner. This is their own parnasa by working in the field. However, if he hires day laborers, then they may not work because even if they're in a different city, since the work they're doing benefits the owner, who is the mourner, and it's done publicly. What if the mourner is the tenant or the sharecropper in another person's field? In that case, he may not work himself, but he may employ others to do the work, since it's considered work for the owner, not for themselves. What about the work that work that others contracted the mourner to do? So this mourner is a mechanic, and they said somebody else said you need to contract them to do this work. So he may not do himself or employ others, unless delay will cause substantial loss, in which case he may have done by others. What is the law regarding an animal of a mourner that was hired out? So if it's rented out, they rent out their car, their animal. So if it's rented out before the mourning began, the renter may continue using them, but once the rental period ends, they may no longer be used. May a mourner accept new work during mourning? The answer is he may accept work for after mourning, but he may not make the weights and measurements, figuring it all out as he normally would. But let's say somebody says, next week I'm going to give you a job to do X, Y, Z. He can say, okay, I'll do that and we'll discuss it later. What if the mourner gave his work to a contractor before the mourning began? So the contractor may continue to work as long as it's done privately in his home. So personally, he drops off dry cleaning. The dry cleaner may do the dry cleaning at the store. It's not considered as if the RVL is asking him to do work during the Shiva. May construction be done on the mourner's property during the period of mourning? The answer is no. Even if the contractor is a non-Jew, even if it's far away from Jews, but some poets can allow him to work the field, which was contracted for fixed wage and covering all the costs. What is the halacha if a mourner is a partner in a store? So this is complicated. The store must close, so the partner does not appear to work publicly. The partner may do private work from his home, even for a shared business. But if the morning is distinguished and the business is his name, it's you know, Levine and Cohen, and he, you know, it's his name, then the partner may not conduct business as usual, even privately. If not opening would have a major loss to the business, a question should be asked to a rabbi about this particular arrangement. What do regular business owners do? So let's say you're an employee, there's bereavement time and there's all kinds of things. But what happens if you're the business owner? You're the buck stops by you. What do? So our contracts that a person can sell all profits of their business for the period of mourning, but they need to do this before the Avelis begins. So before the Avelis, the person should ask the rabbi, is there an Inus contract that I could make in order to be able to sell the business? We finally conclude with the last topic, which is household and domestic work. Are household chores permitted or forbidden during Avelis? The answer is no. A person may cook, bake, do all the necessary household chores. And so anything necessary to run the house is not considered work, which is prohibited. What about hiring house help? So hiring a person who may help perform the necessary housework is considered fine, but not to do an extra or unnecessary work during the period of Avelis. So this will conclude the halachos of work during the period of Avelis. So with this, we conclude. Have a wonderful, meaningful day.